The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 278, The Women of Celtic Music. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Join me on a Celtic invasion of Brittany in 2017. You can find details and join the invasion and the mailing list at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. Now, we did not reach our latest milestone, which would have given us 2 hours of Celtic women. So instead, I decided to put that whole milestone on hold for another day. I put up a brand new one. I'll tell you more about it in a little bit. Instead, I'm going to share with you some of the great music that I have been compiling of Celtic women over the past few months when I first put up that milestone. You heard at the beginning Fidlinda with Woman Man Long from There and Then, Here and Now. Next up is Leah Jorgensen with Flying to the Fla from Peace, Love, Harp.
Thank you. True.
After Leah Jorgensen was a brand new track from Jennifer Lico that was from her album Sing. Then came Elish Kreen with When Haze Set from The Lonesome Fiddler. Then Claire Roche with To a Child Dancing in the Wind from Dancing in the Wind. And finally Becky Taylor with The Lady's Cup of Tea from Ireland Bridge. Celtic music news. It's time to start planning for our Celtic Halloween or Samhain show. And you can help by sending in your suggestions, song suggestions that relate to Samhain or to Halloween Celtic style. You can drop me an email at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I also want to send out a big thanks to the patrons of the podcast. Your generous pledge of as little as $1 per episode pays for the production of this podcast, as well as my time in producing the show. You get a personal podcast feed where you can listen to the show before regular subscribers, occasional extended editions of the show like you're going to get this week, and my deepest thanks. When we hit a milestone, you get a two-hour special. We are $30 away from two amazing on-fire hours of Celtic music by some of the hottest Celtic artists burning it up online. A super special thanks to our newest patron, Matthew Means. My generous patrons will also get an extended edition of this show, so stick around a little bit longer if you're listening over on Patreon. Become a patron today because you love Celtic music. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Abby Green with Home of Berna from Eanny.
In Scarta Glen there lived a lass, and every Sunday after Mass she would go and take a glass before going home to Berna. We won't go home along the road for fear that you might act the rogue. We won't go home along the road, but we'll go home to Berna. We won't go home across the fields, the pictorines could stick in your heels. We won't go home across the fields, but we'll go home to Berna. We won't go home along the road for fear that you might act the rogue. We won't go home along the road, but we'll go home to Berna. We won't go home around the glen for fear your blood might rise again. We won't go home around the glen, but we'll go home to Berna. We won't go home along the road for fear that you might act the rogue. We won't go home along the road, but we'll go home to Berna. Down the Milperine, the night is bright, we might be seen. We won't go down the Milperine, but we'll go home to Berna. We won't go home along the road for fear that you might act the rogue. We won't go home along the road, but we'll go home to Berna. We won't go home across the bog for fear we might meet Kearney's dog. We won't go home across the bog, but we'll go home to Berna. We won't go home along the road for fear that you might act the rogue. We won't go home along the road, but we'll go home to Berna. In Scarta Glen there lived a lass, and every Sunday after Mass she would go and take a glass before going home to Berna. We won't go home along the road for fear that you might act the rogue. We won't go home along the road, but we'll go home to Berna. Thank you. you done? I know you'd love to come, my dear, but Grace, you're far too young. And he said, no woman sails the sea, they won't become wicked than me. Stay here, be safe, honor and shore, just listen here to me. You, it cannot be, there are dangers out in the sea. Stay here, be safe, honor and shore, just listen here to me. The waves beneath her feet. Her father stood beside her, laughing at his own defeat. She washed the cannon and the gun, jumped the stairs and then the captain roared a warning, all hands on deck, my men. Get down below, my lass, he said, this danger too shall pass. My men and I will defend the ship, and you will be safe at last. Oh, 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 oh. I will tell you a story of a girl young and bright.
So many for sail the sea.
battered away till he hadn't a pound.
His father had died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground.
He gave a grand ball to his friends and relations who hadn't forgotten when sent to the wall.
If you'll only listen, I'll make your eyes glisten at the row and the ruction at Flanagan's ball.
Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. In less than a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cask. Miss Julie McManus, the nice little milliner, tipped me a wink, but I gave her a call, and soon we arrived with Timothy Galligan just in time for Lanigan's ball. There were lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea, there were Nolans and Dolans, the O'Gradys were also there courting the girls and dancing away. The songs that went round as plenty as water from the harp that once sounded in Tara's old hall to sweet Nellie Gray and the rat catcher's daughter, all singing together at Lanigan's ball. The boys were all merry, the girls were all hearty, they were dancing away in couples and groups till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarthy, he put his right leg through Miss Flaherty's hoops. This creature created and roared holy murder, she called for her friends and she gathered them all. Ned Carmody swore that he'd go no further till he had satisfaction at Lanigan's ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose.
Some of the ladies declared she was painted, she took a small drop,
too much I suppose.
Her sweet Henry Morgan, so powerful label, when he saw his fair calling stretched out by the wall, tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the china at Lanigan's ball. Boys, oh boys, tis them that were auction, myself got a lick from big fella McHugh, but soon I replied to his kind introduction and kicked up a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the piper was near me and strangled, he squeezed up his pipes, fellow chanters and all, the girls in their ribbons, they all were entangled. And that put an end to Lanigan's ball.
Thank you.
That was a long set. After Abby Green came Anne Roos with Gear the Rigger from Mermaids and Mariners. Then came the Gothard Sisters with Grace O'Malley from Mountain Rose. Then Gillian Boucher with Jig Jazz from Elemental. Merry Wives of Windsor was after that with Lanigan's Ball from Bottoms Up. And finally, Samantha Gilogley and Temerice from Celtic Chamber Music with My Lagan Love. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, or from one of your trips to one of the Celtic nations, call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Or you can post messages on Facebook, by email, over on iTunes. Meister's Realm posted on Facebook, I'm enjoying the music tonight. I've been listening to podcast number 274 while I'm updating the dates of the nation's Wren and Scots Fests on my directory website. I need those, that list. Go post a link on the show notes. Kyle Wagner Dixon emailed last year, I am a dog groomer from Ontario, Canada, and I've been listening to your podcast for almost 6 years. Through you and your show, I discovered a new depth to a world which I loved, but never knew was so varied. I am, of course, talking about Celtic music. After listening to my first episode, I became immediately addicted to the wonderful music. Through iTunes, I bought many a song that I heard on the podcast. Now my iPod has over 60 hours of music. That is 2.5 days. I am definitely an addict of Celtic music and am proud of it. May Hecate light the shadowed paths in your life. And that was sent out last year. I just found that listed in my show notes, so... My apologies, Kyle. Thank you so much for sending that in. Patrick emailed from Rochester, New York. Hi, Mark. My name is Patrick, and I'm a young teen from New York. My grandfather introduced me to Celtic music by the time I was 5, and I could sing most of the drinking songs ever written. You asked for feedback, so here it is. You should play more songs and less tunes. Don't get me wrong. Jigs, polkas, and reels can be great, but 40 minutes of them get boring after a little while. Overall, though, it's a great podcast, and you're an awesome host. P.S. I always swing while I listen to music. My grandfather always did it when I was little, and since I have Asperger's syndrome, it helps calm my nerves. P.P.S. I recommend playing more music from Poxy Boggards and more from the Wolftones. Also, check out the Irish Brigade on YouTube for some great, funny rebel songs. Bye. Thank you so much, Patrick. That is always the question with this podcast. Now, I do mostly play songs in this show. I do try to mix it up, especially at the beginning of the show, but most of the music usually tends to be more song-related. I will see if I can get the Poxy Boggards on an upcoming show, and I don't have any permission to use the Wolftones. However, I can play Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones, so they will be back on the podcast soon. All right, let's get back to the music. The last big set kicks off with Karen Casey, Unbehoelen Bon. It's from her album Songlines.
Antar dach her nafa. Color August Lair's Greece, ah, he and over yon. The deeper lot all tall, our soul on the gate. Is carfan ar meinig om vukalin ba.
Salt sea was the heart's delight of the female ramblin' sailor. From stem to stern she freely goes, she braves all dangers, fears no foes. Soon you will hear of the overthrow of the female rambling sailor. No, never did her courage fail. 'Twas stormy seas and wintry gale, o'er which this fair young maiden did prevail. This female rambling sailor, from stem to stern she freely went, where oft times she'd been many. But her hand did slip, down she fell. She calmly bade this world farewell, farewell. When her lily-white breast in sight it came, it appeared to be a female's frame. Rebecca Young was the name of the female rambling sailor. May the willows wave all around her grave, and round the laurels planted, roses sweet grow at the feet of the one who was undaunted. So come all you maids, both near and far, and listen to my story. Her body is anchored in the ground, let's hope her soul is in glory. On the River Thames she's known right well, no sailor there could her excel. Shed one tear in a last farewell to the female rambling sailor.
Into the labyrinth, caught down to just a tent, nothing to face but your thoughts. Woman and oracle, phantasmagorical, casting and drawing their lots. Cast the final stone or simply vanish in a heartbeat. Trailer, turn around and make tracks. Lose yourself in spirals or find yourself as incomplete. Hide away from logic and slip through the cracks. Robbed of one innocence, plagued by a pestilence, innocence that would be fine. Counting the missing lights, working up appetite, searching for something divine. Some would gladly take a leap of faith into the darkness. Some no deeper hells than just a quiet despair. Some would walk away to flee the prospect of a falseness. Some are terrified to face emotion in there. And sassafras, smoke and the looking glass, no time for staking a claim. Calling and camouflage, saving and sabotage, sometimes are one and the same. Nothing to be done but bunker down like an hurricane. Try in vain to change or just accept what you see. To the truth or simply shatter like a window pane. Rest assured there's not a thing to fear from me.
After Karen Casey came Kathy Finlayson with St. Ignatius Jig, Wednesday is Hamburger Soup, and St. Ignatius Reel from her Irish Coffee CD. Then came Ginger Ackley with Fox Fairy Woman from Elf King's Horn. Then Tanya Oplin with The Female Ramblin' Sailor from Bonnie Ranton Lassie. And finally, Beth Patterson with Labyrinth from her album Forward. If you enjoy this podcast, there's many things you can do, but one of which is to rate the show on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Then subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And I would also ask that you share this podcast with your friends on social media and whatnot. I tell you, it really helps to spread the word about the podcast. Particularly, I put up these short little 30-second videos that are sort of like an advertisement for the podcast, and sharing that little video has brought in so much new traffic and new listeners to the show. So if you could share that over on Facebook, that would be greatly appreciated. All right, we're going to finish up the regular show with Bonnie Rideout. This is Gilly Callum, Highland Rant, and Ryan's Rant from her album Celtic Circles. Patrons, stick around a little bit longer. Thank you so much for listening. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.